Hollywood husbands.
Yes, sir.
When are you gonna? Are you gonna?
We're coming back, man.
You coming back with Hollywood Husbands?
You know, all the fans of Real Husbands of Hollywood, man. We will be back in October. Season 3 will be airing. We're filming season 4 in October, man. We the show's not going nowhere, and you know, it just keeps getting bigger and better. More cameos, more people who want to be involved. You know, mimicking things that are happening in real life.
Is Robin Thicke coming back?
Well, you know, here's the thing, man. Robin is focusing on his music career, which he should be. Robin's touring and doing amazing things right now.
You heard about his new album?
I did hear about his new album, actually. It's called Paula.
Paula.
Yeah. Actually, I saw him, and Robin told me, Kev, you got to hear my new album, and it's called Paula. And I was like, you know, that's a song? He said, no, that's the album. The whole album is about Paula. And I was like, oh, yeah, that's going to be cool. I said, is it, you know, about stuff? He said, I just poured it all out. It's literally about him giving his feelings and, you know, saying their position and where they are. That's what the whole thing is right now.
And you think that's going to work for him? You think he'll get it back?
Well, here's the thing, Tom. I think people do things differently, Tom.
Some people tell jokes.
Yeah,
some people sing. They do what exactly. They can.
You know,
do whatever you can do.
I think that's a woman that he's been with for a long time. And, you know, at the end of the day, that's the person that he wants to be with. So he's doing what he feels that he should. And, you know, hopefully I wanted to work for him. They got a beautiful kid together. I know he loves her to death. I hope that they figure it out, man. But him dedicating an album to her is definitely a big deal.
Is that a good player move?
I mean, you're talking to somebody that's not a player. If it's me, you know, I would just show up at your house and say, look, girl, you ain't got no choice.
I'm not leaving.
Listen, I'm not. Look, you can't break up with me. This is it for us.
Jennifer Holiday, right?
Yeah, that's it. You know, but I mean, look, I think that, you know, a woman could be really flattered by it or, you know, taken back by it. It can go either way. It's something that isn't done every day, and it's a very nice and authentic gesture. Was that a politically correct answer?
Oh, yeah.
Very, okay. Very right. Political.
Woo. Okay.
Yeah.
President Kevin Hart.
Good job.
Uh-huh.
There it is. Keep it clean. That's what I love. Keep it clean.
Let's talk about the movie. We talked about this in the first hour, and I thought it was very important that we mention it again of how you were doing something for the industry when it comes to black movies. Quote,
yes.
Black movies. Movies that have an all-black cast. And even somebody as big as George Lucas. Mm-hmm. Had the same comments when we had him on to promote Red Tails. Now, this is George Lucas. This is Star Wars.
Yes.
And he could not get that movie, Red Tails, about the Tuskegee Airmen, funded. He funded it himself. And he had a hard time.
Still with distribution.
With distribution.
Yeah.
Because he had an all-black cast. Because he's George Lucas. He's not immune to that. He doesn't get a pass. He's still got an all black movie, and all black movies have a limit, a shelf life.
Yes. I will say this, okay, and this is what I want people to understand. This is what I want the listeners to understand. All right, the title black movie exists because we allow it to. What I mean when I say we allow it to is, you know. We put ourselves in a category and allow ourselves to be put in a category. An industry doesn't believe that our movies that we make are going to do certain types of business. So they pigeonhole us. They put us in a box and say, we're only going to give you X, Y, and Z amount of screens. We're not going to allow you to go international because we don't believe that these type of movies work international. So what I figured I would think like a man one, you know, it was a movie. It was done for $13 million. We did $96 million in the box office. They say, oh, my God, this shocked the world. Me and Ice Cube then did Ride Along. Ride Along did $157 million and did like 30-something million international. About Last Night did about $60 million. So I started to figure out, yo, they're still pigeonholing me. They're still calling my projects black movies. They're still saying these are black films instead of just saying that they're quality movies. And, you know, I then said, yo, we have the opportunity to break that mold and be a representation for our generation and show that the material that we're doing can be given to everybody, can be universal. Laughter has no color. Good product has no color. Everybody enjoys great content. So I said, why not promote us universally? Why not promote us just as a great film as you do a white film? Because we don't categorize white films or white movies.
Did you get a bigger budget for this movie?
No. We got for the movie, yes. Did you get more screens? For the movie, yes. Same exact amount. Same amount.
Did you get more screens?
Same amount. Same amount. We're on 2,100 screens. Jersey Boys is on 3,000 screens. Jersey Boys, which is tracking way underneath us, Clint Eastwood directed, is on 3,000 screens. Jersey Boys will also be released internationally. Think Like a Man 2 will just be released here in the States as a domestic project. Now, the only way to break these grounds is to continue to show that, yo, everybody is supporting these projects. Don't pigeonhole us because we're predominantly an all-black cast. Don't categorize us and say that our movies can't translate overseas. When I go overseas and I sell out arenas, when I go to Australia, when I go to Germany, when I go to London, when I go to Scandinavia, I've been there. I sell out arenas, all those places. Don't tell me that my projects can't translate over there. Give me the opportunity to go. But studios don't believe that, so they won't allow it. And what I'm doing right now is forcing the issue. I'm a guy who has the ability and the power to go. Until I fail, don't tell me no. Give me an opportunity. Let me be groundbreaking for my generation, for all of the people coming up after me and the guys that exist now. Give us the opportunity to go over that water and have the same success that your projects do of 22 Jump Street, of Neighbors with Seth Rogen and everybody else. Give me the same opportunity. So the only way you can do that is to speak up and show that, hey, not only am I going to put out this good content, but I'm going to show you the power of support. And I'm going to push you to do it. So whether you like it or not, eventually you're going to have to do it because you're not going to have a choice because your back is going to be against the wall.
Okay.
And if you don't, then it's about stepping away
support
and saying you'll do it yourself. Exactly.
All right. It comes out tonight. Think Like a Man 2.